You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking O's baseball today with Brittany Giroli, our Orioles reporter. Brittany, thank you so much for the time, as this is Matt Wehmeyer filling in for Tim McMaster this week. And, Brittany, the curtain is about to close on 2016. Hard to believe is 2017 right around the corner. So, Brittany, you look back at this Orioles team, an entertaining team in 2016, losing, of course, in the wild card game to Toronto. But when you look back at some of the higher moments for this Baltimore team in 2016, what stands out to you?
Yeah, there were plenty of good moments in 2016. I think when you look back over some of them, certainly Mark Trumbo's whole season, but how about the game where he hit two home runs in the span of one inning, which was truly remarkable to watch. That whole offense that day was pretty remarkable to watch. The season that Brad Brock had out of the bullpen, first All-Star year of his career. Manny Machado, again, just when you think he can't get any better, has another career year offensively, batting average, RBIs, home runs. Ubaldo Jimenez gave the Orioles down the stretch some of the best pitching that they had gotten all year out of that rotation. So there were moments. Hyun Soo Kim, his home run in Toronto, that clinched the Orioles taking 2 of 3 and really kind of set up that wild card game. There were a lot of really good feel-good moments, and of course the start to the season overall, that magnificent 7-0 run that set them up to be 15 games over 500 and in first place after the first half. So obviously one of the bigger storylines was a negative one. Where was All-Star closer Zach Britton in that wild card game? The way the season finished wasn't the way they wanted, but plenty of really good stuff in between.
Yeah, no question. With the way that offense was humming at times, you've got, you know, that three or four headed monster between Davis and Machado and Jones and Trumbo. It was an offense to behold when things were really going well. And like you said, you know, the one enduring negative, unfortunately, from the wild card game, Zach Britton did not throw a single pitch. Are you still hearing and reading things like on Twitter from the fans about it? Has that finally died down? Like what is the status of Britton Gate, I guess, right now?
Yeah, a little bit. It's interesting though, because I had spoke with Zach during the winter meetings, and had to make sure. I was like, I had an interview to secure, and I was like, this isn't going to be about the wild card game or about the Cy Young stuff. You know, for a guy who doesn't really like the headlines at all, he certainly made a lot of them between the wild card game and being snubbed when it came to the top three in the Cy Young award voting, which was another kind of issue among fans as well. But I think it has died down, to answer your question a little bit. It's still kind of a running joke, and I'm sure it's never going to totally go away. It was just so incredibly unexpected to watch unfold that I think it just took people a long time to absorb that that was the way the season ended.
Yeah, it was hard for, you know, even if you weren't a fan of the team. I remember watching the game and thinking, like, wait a minute, did I miss Britton pitching? What inning did he get in? And I checked the box score, and I didn't miss anything. And unfortunately, the Orioles season ending on a down note, but hope springs eternal as always with opening day approaching in 2017. And Brittany, of course, you being a reporter for the team, you have access to the team that very few people have, whether it's, you know, before the game, like in the press box or in the locker room afterwards. Is there anything that stands out that maybe, you know, fans don't see on the TV or hear on the radio, an anecdote or two that maybe stand out to you?
From the guys in general? I don't know if there's any specific anecdote, but I do think that people know that these guys make a lot of money, but I think people don't realize how much they care about the game and about the winning and losing side of things. And I wish people could kind of see just the emotions of that clubhouse after the wild card game. You know, nobody liked the season ending. Nobody likes being hurt. You know, I think people make the mistake of thinking that these guys are making so much money that it doesn't really matter to them. But anecdotally, just little things that you see and that you hear, this matters to a lot of these guys. And more often than not, these guys care and care deeply about wanting to win and wanting to please the city and its fan base.
I think that's a great point that, you know, no matter how many zeros are in the paycheck, it can't erase the sting of a playoff loss or coming up short of your ultimate goal. I know that no player wants to go through an entire career and not win a World Series. It's every player's dream from the time they were little kids. And I think that's a great point that, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what the paycheck says. You want to win, and you want to win bad, and that's what makes the game so great. Brittany, great stuff as always. Thank you for the contributions, and we'll talk again plenty in 2017, no question. Our thanks again to Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli for her time. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Baltimore Orioles.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.